When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Promptly Potter, where each episode we flex our critical analysis muscles and break down a question about the Harry Potter novels. This is episode 169, and today's prompt comes from chapter 7, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, titled The Will of Albus Dumbledore. Hello everybody, my name is Marisa and I will be your host for this episode. Today's prompt focuses on Rufus Scrimgeour's visit to the Burrow, interrupting Harry's birthday celebrations. He asks to speak to the trio and informs them that he is there to give them the possessions Dumbledore has left for them in his will. Ron receives Dumbledore's Deluminator. The prompt is, for what purpose did Dumbledore originally invent the Deluminator? Did it always have a greater purpose, and did Dumbledore ever need it to guide him? This is a really interesting one. Because as we know, Dumbledore is just like, he's wrapped in mystery. He's got so many secrets that we'd love to know, that we don't know, that we'll probably never know. So I'm really going to go out on a limb here and like use my imagination as to why Dumbledore created the Deluminator in the first place. Because, I mean, taking out lights is like something you can do with a wand. Nox. Voila. So I don't know. This is a tricky question. So with Dumbledore being, well, Dumbledore, we'll probably never know for sure why he invented it. But also, knowing Dumbledore, he definitely created it with a specific purpose in mind. I think maybe he created it so he would always be able to find his way back to Grindelwald. We know that when Ron abandoned Harry and Hermione after they had a bit of a fallout, he immediately regretted leaving them and he wanted to go back, but he couldn't find them. And then the Deluminator, he felt like in some way heard Hermione's voice through it, and it guided him back to his friends, which is a really interesting thing this object did for something that's just supposed to put out lights, right? Again, Dumbledore is an infinite mystery. So I'm thinking maybe Dumbledore created it originally so he would always be able to find his way back to Grindelwald. We know they had a really special relationship, and maybe it was his way to always find his way back to him. Maybe he created it so he and Grindelwald could do whatever shady business they were doing with their hunt for the Hallows under the cover of darkness. That could be it, right? That could be it. Again, why wouldn't you use your wand? Maybe they went somewhere that, like, magic doesn't work. Do places like that exist? I don't know. Like I said, I'm using my imagination over here. It would be so interesting to hear what you guys think. So, actually, what is interesting is that given the new information in the Fantastic Beasts series, we know that Dumbledore's sister Ariana might have been an Obscurial because she suppressed her magic for so long. Now, I know that I'm not making sense right now, but just hold on for a second. Perhaps Dumbledore trapped her Obscurious in the Deluminator after her death. I mean, that's a really interesting thought, right? So maybe he had always planned, maybe he knew exactly what was wrong with her and that he could actually get the obscurus out of her and that he would need some place to put it. So he created the Deluminator for that purpose. You know, that could have been the reason he created it. And then after she died, unfortunately, he couldn't do it before she died. I wouldn't know why. Again, I'm using my imagination here. But maybe he hadn't realized or like found out how to trap it while she was alive. But after she died, it escaped and he managed to trap it in the Deluminator. Perhaps, maybe. And then the fact that it could put out lights was like a really nice side effect. And maybe because she was his sister, the Obscurus had the power to lead people to those they love. I mean, that would make a lot of sense to me as to why a device that seems to primarily exist to put out lights would also be able to lead somebody back to the people they care about. So then it would make sense that it helped Ron find Harry and Hermione again after he abandoned them. It could. Another option is that the Deluminator could have been created using a rare branch of magic that Dumbledore specifically used to create something that would always lead him back to Grindelwald, even after he was hunting him instead of trying to find him out of love. Because as we know, things did not turn out so well. And in the end, Dumbledore defeated Grindelwald in a duel. Spoiler alert. Everybody knows that. It's in the Harry Potter books. But anyway. So we still have to see how that pans out in the Fantastic Beasts series. But yes, so maybe Dumbledore ended up using it. He allowed the Deluminator to guide him to Grindelwald in the end because he knew what he had to do, even though it was the hardest thing he probably ever had to do. But also, maybe Dumbledore never really stopped loving Grindelwald despite all the bad things he's done, because he's Dumbledore, and I can totally see him still longing for Grindelwald, even though he knew, damn it, that guy is a little evil, but I still really am in love with him and I just can't help it because I like bad boys. You know, that could be the instance. And that's why the Deluminator also then helped him find Grindelwald to finish everything, which would have been terrible for Dumbledore, but it was good for the Wizarding World. Maybe Dumbledore believed he could redeem Grindelwald one way or another and then use the Deluminator as a tool to find him in the end. Like I said, that did not pan out so well. And he defeats him in the end, but yeah, perhaps he used the Deluminator one last time to find him so he could stop him. And then the next time he used it was when he dropped Harry off at Privet Drive. I still don't know why he didn't just use his wand to put out the lights. Maybe he was just like, oh, I'm going to show Minerva my cool Deluminator. I don't know. What's also interesting, I think, is that the Deluminator might be able to be used as a weapon as well if it does contain an Obscurus, because we know Obscurus are, like, incredibly powerful, and it can literally wreak havoc on literally anything in the surrounding area. So the Deluminator might be a ticking time bomb that can, like, in the wrong hands, be wielded to do really bad things. Somebody needs to tell Ron. Anyway, either way... the Deluminator, I think, consisted of magic Voldemort would probably not have understood, which made it all the more powerful and made it the perfect gift for Ron in the end. But of course, like I said throughout this episode, these opinions are my own. So tell us what you think about today's prompt over on MuggleNet.com social media channels and use hashtag PromptlyPotter to join in the conversation.
Promptly Potter is produced by Marissa Osman, edited by Patrick Muselek, and is brought to you by MuggleNet.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.